G'day, Danny.
G'day, Petey.
Are you that person, Danny?
What person is that?
That person that does videos just to get likes and smiles on TikTok and Facebook and Twitter and all that sort of stuff.
I have been known to be that person.
Really?
Who doesn't like attention?
Well, me. I love
it.
It's great. Absolutely. Although I don't do much on social media anymore. It's nearly put a pin in it.
I don't do heaps on social media, but every now and then I go fishing. You know, it's nice to get that little bit of ego boost where you need it.
Oh, I thought you meant with a rod and reel and a worm.
No, not me.
Oh, okay. I bring this up for a reason. A nurse is facing a wave of backlash after posting a TikTok video of herself crying after one of her patients died. Can you believe this? This person has taken someone's death and put it on social media to try and garner some attention for herself. And the other worrisome thing about this whole thing is that it's basically a setup because someone's doing the video for her. She hasn't got a phone in her hand.
Mm.
She's seen leaning against a railing against the wall and putting her hands in her head in her hands, and you know there's tears and then she puts up and posts captions on that particular video as well.
Yeah, those ones that are meant to be sort of a personal captured moment, and you just think, well, it's not. It's so contrived. We can understand that.
That is absolutely wickedly bad.
It is.
To take advantage of someone's death to garner yourself up some attention on social media. That's just terrible. No wonder she's copped a whole heap of backlash as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can put the bit of the sob story on yourself every now and then to get a little bit of sympathy, but, to take somebody else's, no, not on.
That's just horrible.
That's full on.
And as a matter of fact, so much was the backlash that she had to delete her account.
Mm.
Very wise move indeed.
There's a really interesting book I once read about what happens when people get social media shamed, and it was so interesting the fact that within a few hours people can just have to delete themselves off the entire internet, because once one person gets on, a pile-on happens and you're done.
And the problem is that video lives on because people have shared it into Twitter and to Facebook and so forth and so forth. So delete your account all you like, but that very bad video now lives on through other social media accounts. So
the beauty of the internet.
Yes, it's a very dangerous place at
sure
times.
Is.
Think carefully before posting what it is you're thinking of doing.